Now there's a new addition to Wisconsin's COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan, mobile vaccination units. These teams of 12 to 15 people will help register people to get vaccinated, administer the vaccines, and make sure people don't have allergic reactions. Yesterday, 9 teams were dispatched around the state, the goal to give 70 to 140 vaccinations a day. Part of the goal here is to make the COVID-19 vaccine more accessible. Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm said, quote, "We have seen how differences in opportunity, resources, and access to quality health care have exacerbated this public health crisis. That's why this program is an especially critical tool in Wisconsin's vaccination rollout." The mobile vaccination teams will be staffed by National Guard members and volunteer nursing and pharmacy students. Major Joe Trovato is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. Major Trovato, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always good to be here.
Well, these units just rolled out, I think, yesterday. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it got off to a great start yesterday. We did our first mobile vaccination team in Greendale, Wisconsin, down in Milwaukee County. And by and large, it was a big success. Working closely with the local health department there, they did about a little more than 60 vaccines at that site, and that was exactly what they were expecting for that first day. And we have a few more planned for the rest of this week as well.
Can you talk about the role the National Guard is playing in this?
Sure. So we absolutely serve in a support role in anything that we do. So we're not the lead on any of this. We're very much in a support role and working closely with the Department of Health Services and local health departments as well. And in this case, we have of these vaccination teams, National Guard members make up about 4 members of the teams. So we're largely performing some of the administrative functions. So we're going to help with some of the registration and check-in, the education piece. You know, we're going to give you some background information on the vaccine itself and make sure that you understand, you know, what the vaccine is and what you'd be receiving at the station. And then we're also going to help with the monitoring afterwards for allergic reaction. But it's actually UW system health and pharmacy students that would be physically administering the actual vaccine.
And there are places in Wisconsin, I know, where access to healthcare, you know, centers can be few and far between. Do you see, are your units scheduled to be in maybe more rural parts of the state as this rolls along?
Well, right now we've got, at least this week, for example, we had the first one yesterday in Greendale, and then we have another one that was in Eau Claire, and then tomorrow will be in Sauk County as well, assisting the health department there. So as we get more requests for assistance from around the state and from health departments around the state, I do expect that we'll be really in all sorts of communities, not just rural, but in other communities and places where maybe there aren't the resources in place to be able to offer an effective program immediately.
Talking to Major Joe Trovato, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, talking about the National Guard's role in new mobile vaccination units. And Major Trovato, last time we talked about how the Wisconsin National Guard has been a real Swiss Army knife this last year, doing so many different things. Can you talk about some of the other things that the pandemic itself has brought the National Guard out to a variety of roles around the state?
Well, of course, yeah, we really have taken on a lot of different roles throughout Wisconsin since the pandemic began. We've been, you know, probably the most visual part that most people are familiar with is the COVID-19 testing that's going on statewide. We've tested in pretty much every corner of the state at this point, nearly every county. I believe we've at least had some testing at some point, and we've now collected well over 1 million COVID-19 tests since the pandemic began. And that's really since May when we started doing widespread community-based testing. And that's just one of the missions too. I mean, we've assisted also with staffing a warehouse that in the early days of the pandemic was assisting with critical shipments of PPE that were coming into the state. And we're also assisting too right now with stockpile management or inventory management of the vaccines that are getting shipped into the state. So it's really run the gambit. We've had a lot of different roles, and really we've played a pretty critical role in the overall pandemic response here in Wisconsin.
Getting away from the pandemic, the National Guard also played a role in the big news of the day, the inauguration at the state capitol. Some Wisconsin National Guard troops deployed to help secure the nation's capital. Can you talk about that?
Yes. We have more than 550 Wisconsin National Guard members who are out in Washington, D.C. They deployed there over the weekend alongside about 25,000 other National Guard troops from every state and territory across the nation to assist with, you know, safety and security in the National Capital Region. And, you know, by and large, our troops have performed extremely well. We've asked a lot of them this year, and they've just continued to answer the call in such a professional way time and time again. But we're proud of them. They played a big role out there in D.C.
It's been a weird year in so many years. Are you hopeful that, you know, things might be a little quieter in the days to come and you can maybe not be calling on the National Guard to be doing so many different things in the next handful of months?
I think we're all hoping that things quiet down a little bit, certainly. But, you know, this is who we are. It's what we do. We wear this uniform because we want to serve our state and our communities and our nation. This is very much our core mission. You know, pandemic response might be something that's new for us, or, you know, certainly civil unrest responses or security missions are not something that we do every single day by any means. But it is why we wear the uniform, because we want to be there for our communities when they need us. And, you know, I really just can't say it enough that we have asked so much of our citizen soldiers and airmen who have just answered the call time and time again. We've had pretty much our entire force has mobilized in some capacity, whether that's been for a federal overseas deployment to Iraq or Afghanistan or the Middle East, or now here in Wisconsin, the pandemic response, assisting with the state's elections, California wildfire response that we were a part of earlier this year, or now here with the inauguration and security missions. And we've just truly asked so much of our troops, their employers, their families, and they've just done so well and been so professional throughout all of it.
Major Trevato, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Major Joe Trevato is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. He joined us for a look at the State National Guard's role in new mobile vaccination stations and, as you just heard, their role in a lot of other stuff, too, over this last year, even up today in the nation's capital.